Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
You know that these are 20 minutes. Don't go for 22 or 25. Stick to 20 minutes. Don't run for longer than a minute. Just reward yourself with that walk and walk at pace and just stick to it. Mm-hmm. Don't look ahead. Don't do more than it. Just, you know, and
yeah,
because...
you don't have to worry about that.
I was going to say, Esther, that's just me. That's only me in the whole world.
Well, hello there. I'm so glad that you found yourself listening along to this podcast because we're about to make some dreams come true. And I really don't think I'm exaggerating there. I'm Holly. I'm co-host of the Women's Running podcast. And this is a very special series of the pod where together with your other host, Esther, we'll be helping our colleague, Cara, to run her first proper 5K. If you're a regular listener, then welcome back. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this just as much as our longer weekly episodes. But if you're new to the gang and are looking to go from 0 to 5K yourself, this series should be really helpful for getting you to that finish line. Welcome. Welcome to the club. We're so happy to have you. Do make sure, if you are following along, to check out the show notes for Cara's training plan. You can download it yourself and follow along weekly with her, do the runs along with her. The advice and support that we can give you along the way should be even more helpful if you're using her plan. So give that a go. And also just a note to say that we do another episode of this every week. It's slightly different. Some may say it's a bit sillier. Personally, I say is highly professional and very well organized famously. It's a bit longer. So if you want to save that for your long run, do listen in to the Women's Running podcast twice a week now. You can also listen to the episode where it's just me and Esther wanging on. Another note to also mention that if you are looking for more support with your running, if you subscribe to Women's Running magazine now, you'll get a free 5K guide. So pretty perfect for those of you listening to this that want to run a 5K yourself, whether that's the first time ever, whether that's getting back into running after a break, after an illness. It's got loads and loads and loads of stuff in there. So check out the show notes as well and find out how you can get your hands on that. There'll be the guide that can help you through this particular bit of your running journey, but you'll also be subscribing to, up there with the best magazines that money can buy. I don't think I'm being biased there. Do go and check it out. That'll be direct to your door every month and you'll get running advice for as long as you wish. So definitely worth doing. Check out the show notes for both of those bits. But for now, let's meet Cara and let's get into it. She will explain all of this to you in her own words, but Cara is a person who has recently found herself living a bit more remotely. She's moved out to the countryside and she's not got access to the ways that she used to keep fit before. So she's not as close to a gym and she's really looking to work out how to get some exercise back into her life in a gentle way. And we are indoctrinating her into the running cult. So do enjoy. I'll let her take over from here in her own words.
This series of the Women's Running Podcast is sponsored by Vivo Barefoot. Vivo Barefoot is on a mission to create footwear that brings you closer to nature. Esther, you always talk about how perfect your feet are. Well, it turns out that Vivo Barefoot agrees with you. Your feet are the perfect bits of kit, and humans have evolved to walk, move, and run barefoot. So what could be more natural than a shoe that enables you to do just that?
I do have perfect feet. Thanks, Vivo Barefoot. Their shoes are beautiful and are designed wide to provide natural stability, thin to enable you to feel more underfoot, and flexible to help you build your natural strength from the ground up.
Studies show that foot strength increases by 60% in a matter of months just by walking around in them. And they feel wonderful to move around in too.
They really do. Vivo Barefoot has a great range of shoes for kids and adults and for every activity. Plus, their footwear is produced using sustainably sourced natural, bio and recycled materials with the aim to protect the planet so you can run wild on it.
And if you've popped onto vivobarefoot.com and are having a browse of the gorgeous shoes, do check out Vivo Health while you're there. Vivo Health is an online platform for natural health. This has online courses, health assessment tools and workshops that will help you improve foot strength, technique for both road and trail running and more. Just pop along to vivobarefoot.com/UK/VivoHealth to find out more.
And we've saved the best bit till last. Vivo Barefoot are offering everyone a 100-day trial on their footwear. And you can pick up a pair today with an exclusive 15% discount for you, our lovely Pod Squad. Just use the code WOMENSRUNNING15 at the checkout.
We've described on the pod main what this is going to be, but we haven't heard it, you know, from the horse's mouth herself. Sorry to call you a horse out the gate, Car. But do you want to, so it may seem as though we're just cruelly using Cara to be our guinea pig here, but
which we are,
which
test
we are.
Test subject 325.
Yeah, subject 325. Would you like to please give us a verbal consent, just like you would in, like, I don't know. The first thing that came to mind then was like a porn video. Let's not go down that route. But
mobile phone contract. Yeah, just
yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm here. I'm up for it. Let's see what happens. That's my verbal consent.
Okay, I like okay. it. Basically, okay. We would like to get you running a 5K in 10 weeks from date of this airing, not from date of us recording this, don't worry. And but through the magic of podcasting, it will be 10 weeks from now, and we have got a training plan. We're going to have weekly check-ins. Basically, it's going to be an opportunity for you, but also for any new listeners or any existing listeners who want to get back into running, who want to give it a go for the first time ever. It's hopefully going to be a really nice, accessible way to feel like you can run 5K in 10 weeks, because you absolutely can, whoever's listening to this. Did I say I said 5K, didn't I then?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said 5K.
Okay, good. Good. And yeah, I think it's going to be a really lovely journey.
It will be. Yeah, hopefully. So yeah. It's amazing that you're doing it with us. So, but we don't know who you are if we're going to pretend to be the listeners. So can you tell us who you are, Cara?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Well, who am I? I do the marketing for women's running in terms of how people might know me. So I've been on women's running for about a year now. And I am not an avid runner yet. I would like to be. So I'm trying to encroach.
Entrench. Yeah, you know.
Let's go with encroach.
Let's go with that.
Sounds like yeah. a cockroach. I am not the editor of Women's Running, is what you need to know.
No, and nor should you be. I mean, yeah, you are your own person, but like, I know that you've been interested in starting. I know. Well, no, actually, I think I'm putting words into your mouth. What's your experience of running? What have you done? If that's not too personal, if that's okay to ask.
No, not at all. Well. Without getting too deep straight off the bat, I guess it all starts at a young age. No, I didn't love running at a young age. I didn't love sports. I very much was the person known to think I was a rebel and skip sports and actually just walk off completely. Mm-hmm. So not an amazing mm-hmm. relationship with it off the bat, but I do love exercise, and specifically I love independent exercise. Not a very competitive person. So I thought the running would be for me. In theory, it should be. And I tried to do, well, actually, the first thing I tried to do was sign up for the Bath Half with Hull many years ago.
I was
going to
say,
if you remember.
Yeah, no, this was really? 3 years ago, more than now, three and a half years ago. Yeah. Cara was part of, we had like a bit of a, it was like a sort of mass, cult conscription, I'm going to describe it as, in the workplace, where one Esther Neiman decided to try and convince a horde of us to run the Bath Half. Mm-hmm. And Cara, you were one of the ones who took Esther up on this offer, but I remember that there were some issues. So
trials and tribulations.
Yeah, talk us through it.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, I think, to be perfectly honest, so it started quite well and I did actually get up to a 5K completely running. So mm-hmm. I have technically done this before, okay. but it was not very planned and it was not done appropriately. And I did suffer an injury and, ooh. Well, I say suffer an injury, I just hurt my knee and it wasn't very nice. I think I'm suffering an injury.
That's suffering that an injury.
That is an injury.
And you're allowed to.
It's your
Absolutely.
Injury. You can cry if you want to.
I can cry if I want to. And I think I just wimped out slightly. I wimped, didn't take the kind of strength training element of it seriously at all. Mm-hmm. Just pushed myself to get past that horrible, like, can't breathe period. And then as soon as I did, I was like, sick, achieved running. Not going to do it again.
yeah.
So, yes, a classic tale many might have experienced. Also, not to throw Hull under the bus here.
Go for
despite,
it.
Despite her claiming how she is a novice to running, I started at the same time as Hull, and her body seemed to be far more able to achieve some of these distances a bit quicker than me, and her stamina was better than mine. And as I mentioned, I'm not great with competition, and as soon as I feel like I'm worse at something, I probably was like, not for me, not my thing, adios.
Yeah. Oh,
so
mate, completely.
That's probably where I was at.
Yeah, very understandable. I think that I have had the same, but with Lex, one of our mutual pals, who is someone who also, yeah, I look at and I'm like, how can you do this? Like, how can you do distances or times pacing like that out the gate? Because she can just sort of seem to be like, hasn't run in months, and then can be like, right, off we go. And it's like, oh my God, yeah. And I do completely get you that everybody is, you know, running at their own pace in their own race.
Exactly.
And that is very much the point of all of this. I did say to you before this, I'll do it with you. I'm going to retract that statement now. I tell you what, I will do with you alongside this, because I do think it's important that Esther and I support you, not just through our own hollow words, but actually through action as well, is I will run three times a week.
But pushing your own.
Yeah, but for different things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll be doing four, won't you? So we'll all check in with each other.
We would. Yeah, we definitely will. We definitely will. So what I want to know is what makes you want to do it now? What's the kind of the trigger for...
Yeah, that's a very good question. no, it is a relevant question. I do have an answer. So I moved a year ago. I used to live in Bath. And in terms of that identity stuff, I decided that running wasn't my thing. And what I did decide was my thing was spinning. I love spinning and can push myself on a bike in a way that I found much harder with running. Mm-hmm. And I got into that groove. That was my thing. And I moved and I'm not near a spinning class and I have to get in the car to go to a gym if I want to do the things that I would have done a year ago. So I've just not exercised for a year, which has been not the one.
Yeah. But also sometimes
for many reasons.
Oh, sometimes so much the one. Oh,
yeah,
isn't it love sometimes to just skive?
I love it.
Well, you know that I skive, Hull. Yeah, not so much for that, but for mental health reasons. It's I'm definitely to introduce myself, I suppose, to people. I'm definitely not a punish myself kind of gal with exercise. I will skive if I need to, but for mental health, not having any of that and not pushing myself at all, or just getting outside or away from the desk, like I need it and I want something that is accessible to me in the middle of goddamn nowhere in the sticks right now. I can get out, get a bit of space, prioritize myself, not even have my phone. And that's why I'm doing this.
Okay. I think not to put immediate pressure on you because we know you, but I think that you are often, I think that attitude of like, I do the same things. I'm not a beat myself up person with exercise. I'm very much like, oh, didn't really like that. Well, shan't be doing it ever again. And I think that sometimes it could be perceived that that is like the wrong attitude to have, but they're just different attitudes. And I think you're much less likely to cause yourself an injury with that kind of attitude. You're much less likely to end up resenting and hating something with that kind of attitude. So I think perfect that that's how you feel, coupled with the fact that I know you are an organized bean. And you will probably quite enjoy, I'm guessing, to a degree, having the structure in place of this is when I do one of my runs, this is when I do the other one, that might bring you a bit of joy in terms of your sort of schedule. I think that that's a killer combo.
And the accountability with all of us sort of saying, yes, I did my runs kind of thing. That's the thing that really, really super helps. I would suggest if we go to like the training plan that you sorted out there, Hull, if we went to that.
Yes. Let's pull it up.
So that suggests 3 runs a week. there's 2 things I'd say to you on this one, Carl, right? One of them is like, don't read beyond week 1. And the other one is like, don't do all the stuff on it. And a third thing. There's always a third thing. The third
Welcome
thing is
to the Women's Running it. Podcast.
Oh yeah, we totally know what we're doing. Because you're an organized person and because you like schedule and you like structure, I would suggest that right from the start you put in your Google Calendar or something those 3 runs.
Yes.
None of them are massively, massively long. We're all going to be doing it at your pace, kind of thing. But just in terms of that time and add kind of 10 minutes either side, because the other thing is because I know that you live in the sticks. You don't want to be doing this at 6 o'clock in the morning and you don't want to be doing it at 6 o'clock at night in January. So it's going to be a lunchtime run or a mid-morning run or something like that. But I would definitely put it in the diary. Put it in the work calendar.
Calendar and be like, nobody contact me. I might do that for my training runs next year as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a great shout. Mm. Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
You guys know me well. I guess there's the benefit of that right now. You both know that I love a calendar and it shall be in there. And I totally agree about lunch. I tried to get up earlier actually today to go for a walk because I was like, right, I'm preparing. I am. It's before January. I've got the podcast today. I'm going to be that person that gets up. I am not that person. I will not get up before I need to. So no. lunch will be the thing. And also, for those that work from home, but just in general, like that's the benefit. But being able to get away from your desk when it is stressful and you do need to actually just stand up and move around, like, I'm excited for that. So
good. Yeah, yeah. I love that. Completely amazing. The same. I'm very much the same as you. And I know that actually Esther is moving more into that camp in recent times as well, especially because it's been, you're now a bit more of a lunchtime runner, whereas I've always skived off the morning. It's not for me. I value my sleep too much.
Not even lunches. Yeah. I am like mid-morning, mid-afternoon. I just think, like, I need to put the run in. My job is running. Like, no one can criticize that. And also, it makes me a much less cross person. So I can do my job better. Yeah. I can be nicer to people. I'm a better parent. You know, there's a lot of benefits to doing the thing, even if it's like in work hours. But it's not. It's my lunch hour. Even if it is,
maybe Dave is gonna, you're gonna have a newfound romance in your relationship, Carl.
Potentially. I have to admit, that is another major reason. All into the introduction of myself. I definitely need some anger, like, management situations going on. And so I am ready, because the same thing with spinning, I need to just like push, and then I'm just chill. I'm just a chill gal to be around.
This is, it's just that huge benefit of running, isn't it? Is that you have to think so hard about breathing and surviving and just getting to the end of the run, that you either work through the irritating thing, and you might have, like, I have pre or post arguments, you know? So it's like, oh, I wish I'd said, or I should say, or whatever. So you can go through all of those amazing conversations that.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Are never actually going to happen, or you forget all about it and you come back and you feel better anyway. So
yeah,
double whammy, brilliant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So those are definitely my main reasons, and I'm excited. The more we talk about it, I'm like, yeah, this completely makes sense. Let's get started.
I'm really excited for you. So I reckon let's start just by looking at week one, and the listener, just to make it easy, if you're following along doing your own training with Cara, or if you're interested in what she's up to, then you can find this training plan in the show notes. We'll pop a link in. I believe the link goes to all of our downloadable training plans, but it's the second one on the list, and it's called the 5K 10-week beginners plan. So week one, let's get into it. We've got three runs.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's start with Monday. Monday looks nice.
Oh, Monday looks nice.
Monday.
Monday says rest. We love copying and pasting a Monday. I mean, straight off the bat, there are 2 days in there that say rest, but Esther and I were discussing this before we started recording, and this 100% applies to anybody listening who's running along as well. I would suggest, and I think you would concur, that one of those cross training sessions. So it's looking like three runs, two cross training sessions, and two rest days as your your week. I would swap out a cross training session for a rest day, or maybe for 30 minutes of yoga, 20 minutes of yoga or something like that, if you're up for it.
I guess this is where the very relevant question comes in of what does cross training mean?
Okay. So Let's go for it.
Do you know what? Before we even get into that, what I'd like to know, if it's not, again, not too personal, is what do you do now, like every week? What's your weekly, like you say you do no exercise, but what
Pretty
do you...
Pretty much. I mean, if people have moved or just your routine changes and you're similar to me, then I'm sure that lots of people go through this. But I've definitely had this year where I've tried lots of different things and nothing on a continuous rotation is the answer. Like, so I'm signed up to do wild swimming. There's a nice wild swimming place across the road from me. That was nice for a little while.
Yeah.
And the
listeners are aware.
The pod know.
They all know about
they're fully aware. I don't need to explain the backstory. It didn't go well at one point. We learned lessons that a person should never learn.
No, we learned biology we weren't aware of.
We learned biology, 100%. And so that was, gave up. Was like, nah, I would like to, maybe that can come in if I learn what cross training in, maybe that could come into it. And I do still love spinning. I did find somewhere nearby that is a drive away, so I'm less motivated. I don't like getting in a car to exercise. I mean, that also comes into why I would like to get into running, because it just doesn't make sense to me sometimes. But I do still love spinning, and whilst I don't go regularly, I know that that's an option as an alternative exercise that I do like to do. So nothing regularly, no routine to go off of in terms of that.
Okay, well, that really helps. I mean, the thing is, like, I would, before I get to answering what cross training is, I'd probably say for your first week, don't just ignore the bits that say cross training.
And yoga. Sorry, I forgot.
You do yoga. Yeah, I was going to say you do yoga.
Okay.
Yes, well, just not in a scheduled way.
Okay. I would definitely, because I think it looks really, really kind of stuff heavy. Like this first week, you've got five things. You're going from zero to five things. That's a lot. So I would say for our first week, just do the running bits. And we'll get to the cross training later. We'll answer the question about cross training. But I reckon, you know, when it starts becoming more like a habit of feeling more habitual, then maybe adding some bits in. If you're already doing some yoga, then absolutely, absolutely add that in as well as the runs. But don't worry about anything that says cross train right now. I reckon we can just come to it in a bit. Cross training is just not running, right? So it's exercise.
It's all the things that you just said. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
all the things you already do. You already do 30 minutes of cross training, 100%. I would even go so far as to include walking. Like, you're quite a walker, Carr, and you will do that for your lunch breaks. You've done some quite serious hikes and stuff before. Like, I would 100% class that as cross training as well.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I suppose that's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. I do love a good old hike, which is good for...
Oh God, that's that
oh yeah,
no, it's brilliant. Totally. It's brilliant. And some of
it's
the,
all the same stuff, really. As well,
it is the same stuff, and it's some of the best ultra runners that we know. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, the trophy winners, the incredible, that the people that are so good at ultra running, they're good because they used to do lots of walking. It's not because they used to do lots of running. The walking is kind of like the main thing. It's the kind of fundamentals. It's the kind of, it's a sort of seabed of everything.
Love the seabed. It is the seabed. and I think, I concur with Esther. The only thing that I would throw in there is for one of those cross-training sessions potentially to be doing a bit of strength work because you've struggled with injury before. Maybe it is worth, again, super gently, I think, not plunging into like a horrid kind of workout that's going to make you be sick and never want to do it again. And also potentially have DOMS or the muscle soreness that you get for days afterwards that mean that you don't want to then go for your runs. But maybe some gentle, I mean, yoga is basically strength work. Or I will send you my 20-minute video that I do that is I mean, I started doing it from doing no strength work at all and haven't really improved, but...
and it's there and I do it.
Only 20 minutes and it's pretty chill. And but do you agree, Esther, as a run coach, a run leader, which I am not?
I think definitely we'll start thinking about strength training in a few weeks time. I just think that right now going from zero to five things is like a lot, and I think that you can tick off this week and see it as a massive success and give yourself a gold sticker if you do the three runs. And then
Okay.
I think the other thing, I mean, without a gym nearby, I don't really have a gym nearby either. And I'd love to have this as my accountability too, because one thing I need to do is to do more strength work. And what we can do maybe in the next episode or the episode after that is we can talk through like Holly's video, or we can talk through sort of say three moves that would be really good in terms of injury prevention and strengthening stuff up, because it's not just about legs, it's about your arms and your core as well. So we can just go through a couple of exercises there that are really simple and you do in front of telly.
That sounds good.
And it's worth saying, not that I'm already preparing failure, because it definitely sounds like I'm already ready to quit. I will not quit and I will run 5K, guys.
Yay!
Woo! However, I guess the thing that I'm apprehensive about that I definitely want to overcome, as I mentioned, is injuries. And I think like ankle, knees, basically joints is one of the reasons that I've been apprehensive about running in the past. Or that slowed me down from achieving some of the things that I wanted to, or getting past a certain distance. So yeah, I'm really interested in that strength training stuff.
To try and protect myself
a bit.
That all makes sense. I think that actually, yeah, Esther, you're right that let's start this first week by just doing the three runs, and then let's 100% talk about strength training next week, because you might be like, that was a piece of piss, or you might be like, so we can check in on how those first three went and what strength training might help support bits that were difficult, or boost bits that felt easy.
Should we talk about the nature of these three runs?
Hold on.
Talk through what those runs are, because they're all the same, which is really helpful. So there's no kind of
isn't it lush?
Yeah, really nice. So
No complication.
Basically, all three of those runs in that first week that you'll be doing, Carr, are 20 minutes of running. Well, of being on your feet, not 20 minutes of running. In fact, that would be quite intense out the gate. It's a minute running and a minute walking, a minute running and a minute walking, a minute running and a minute walking.
From reading the Women's Running newsletter, am I right in thinking this has something to do with appropriating a man called Jeff?
It is! Exactly that!
Goodness me. Oh, wow.
It's exactly that.
It is.
She's already a genius.
I'm on my way.
You're completely right, Carr. For anybody who's not heard the expression before, Jeffing is walk running, and it's basically any form of strategized walking within your runs. So I think probably you technically can't call. The whole thing right up until the end is gonna be Jeffing. I think you can't say it was a Jeff run if you just, like, you know, for example, in my first half marathon, I ran up until about mile 12 and then stumbled the last mile. I don't think that would really be considered Jeffing, but strategically going, I'm going to walk a bit, run a bit, walk a bit, run a bit, is a strategy that I saw somebody really speedy talking about the other day. Like, very, very accomplished runners swear by it.
Oh God, yeah, absolutely. And there are two things to bear in mind here, and I've immediately forgotten the second one. But the first one would be to essentially don't look ahead in the plan, and don't feel like even if you feel brilliant after 1 minute of running, and if you feel brilliant after 20 minutes of this session, that is great. But don't use that as an excuse to run further or go for longer just for this week, because this is something that Tina taught me when the first time that she was guiding me through a marathon, which is don't look ahead in the plan. Don't try and beat the plan in some way. Because I'd see like the long run at the end would be like however many miles. And I'd try and do those miles plus a bit more to feel like I'd kind of got to grips with it better. So it like, you know that these are 20 minutes. Don't go for 22 or 25. Stick to 20 minutes. Don't run for longer than a minute. Just reward yourself with that walk and walk at pace. And just stick to it. Mm-hmm. Don't look ahead. Don't do more than it. Just, you know,
you don't have to worry about that with me.
I was going to say, Esther, that's just me. That's only me in the whole world.
No, I'll be counting down the seconds to the minute, and then I'll be like, oh, thanks for that.
Okay, so then
dreading the next round.
Then totally I guess it's, agreed.
Then it's it, I guess the other thing that can really trip up people when they're starting again from scratch is going too fast. So yeah. Try to run at a pace at which you could hold a conversation for those minutes. So if you're doing it with someone, actually have a conversation. If you're on your own, you live in a remote area. You can talk to yourself while you're running, right? Then no one's going to hear you.
I'll be on my own, but I'll still be talking. Yeah.
See if you can just have a at the 30-second mark, see if you can kind of hold a sentence and get to the end of the sentence. If you can't say more than yes or no, you're running too fast. So even though it might feel as though you're running really, really slow and then you have to run even slower, that is all fine. Just run slower. Yeah. That's just make sure that you can get to the end of a sentence when you're talking about it, and then you should be running at about the right kind of pace.
Yeah, that's definitely great, worth noting, because again, in my experience with running with Hole and trying to kind of keep up, I think in the past I definitely am a bit slower and I'm starting a bit slower, and so working to that and working to where I'm at rather than thinking about how fast other people are going is definitely what I need. Like I said, I won't be going on Strava for this time. I will be totally fair. Quietly in a field and I'll see where I get to.
I think that leads on very nicely to one of the other things that I wanted to mention to you, Carr, and that hopefully will be useful for anybody listening as well, that Strava is obviously a way to measure, I mean, generally distance. I don't know very many people who would measure time on Strava, and this is a time plan. But the best way I've found to actually keep track of those minutes is with a sports watch. You definitely don't have to have one. So for anybody listening who, they can be pricey or who doesn't like them, or then you can 100% set yourself 1 minute timers on your phone. You can use a normal analog watch and just watch the minutes go. But yeah, I think the best way is to use a sports watch, and we will hook you up.
Oh, sweet. Because that was actually one of my concerns. I got a bit of a chunky phone and didn't really want to be.
In that case.
And I also have a habit of dropping have to bring a big it. Chunky phone. So yeah, that would be. That
yeah,
would be
we
nice.
Will allow you to be completely phone free if you desire.
All the time. That would be great.
Cool.
Great. Well, it looks like you're all set to go.
I think you're all set to go with one final thing, which we can talk about in more detail next time. But I just think in terms of, doing exactly what Esther was saying with not going out too fast and making sure to try and stay injury free is, Esther, do you mind talking through a tiny bit of warm up and cool down and the kind of thing that you should be doing either side of these runs?
I'll do it a bit. And then again, like for the, maybe for next episode, we'll do that in a bit more detail.
Yeah.
But for literally for this kind of, so warm up and cool down, like the warm up particularly should be emulating the kind of exercise that you're going to be doing. So in this instance, it's a 5 minute walk that's literally all it is. And it doesn't have to be technical, because the whole idea of it is to warm up the bits of your body that you're going to be using. So do be wary of like temperatures. I know that's a really easy thing to say, but just to literally make sure that you are warm before you go is a really good thing. Make sure you've got gloves on if you get cold hands, and make sure that you're wearing lots of layers and stuff if you need to, because you'll get colder obviously in the walking bits than you are in the running bits. And the cool down is literally just to cool yourself down slowly from that run.
So, and again, in this instance, I wouldn't do anything more complex than, like, if you're leaving from your front door, like, walk for 5 minutes, start the session by going out for, do half of the session, turn around, come back, and then you'll have the same walk back in order to cool down your legs on the way back. I find that the best way that I have to cool down when it's like that, where I'm not going to be actually doing any kind of stretching and stuff, is to walk up a hill. So if you handily live up a hill, that's quite a useful thing to do, because the kind of the hiking motion and everything will mean that the following day you will feel so much better. You won't have any kind of DOMS and stuff like that. You can add in some gentle stretches after your run. So you want to stretch off your calves and your quads, maybe your hips, things like that. So you can do that. Just very, very gently have a bit of a stretch. Don't do any stretching before you run like we used to do back in the day. No static stretching before you run. You can do some dynamic stretching, but I reckon we get into that into another episode, because I think that I don't think you need to do that for this week, or maybe not even for the next week, really, to be honest. Literally just the walking, just to warm up your knees and ankles and things like that is a really good start. That's what I'd say. Would you concur?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would completely concur. That sounds great. And I know unnamed, let's not get into trademarking copyright issues, famous 5K plan, encourage you to do exactly that.
Oh, did I do that with Straw?
I wasn't even looking.
Oh, no. You can 100%. That's not, okay. Yeah. I mean, I think we can definitely say couch to 5K. I don't want anybody who maybe had forgotten about them or had completely slipped their mind to forget about this fantastic method of getting to 5K instead.
Yes.
This is the office chair to 5K.
Yeah,
there we go. So, no trademark issues.
Yeah, that's why they pay her the big bucks.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
I'm excited. I am. It doesn't sound like it in my voice, but I promise.
No, it does. It does. And I can't wait to check back in next week and find out how you've done. Once again, for a reminder for the listener, the training plan can be found in the show notes if you want to join Cara on her journey. And good luck, one and all.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yes,
I can't
wait.
Thank you, guys. Oh, pleasure.
Yes, me too.
Pleasure. Really excited.
Thank you.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.